Triple M. Get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
We're not here just to take part. We're here to take over.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to your Friday Rush Hour. What a beautiful day in Adelaide and the best place on earth. There's no doubt about that. Glorious day. I think I got sunburnt. I feared even got sunburn on my nose, but one man that didn't is a beautiful young man. Bernie Vince joins us. G'day, mate.
G'day. How are you going, Jazz? You do look a bit pink. You spent a bit of time in the sun today.
Well, Maz and I went down to the Arundel Mall. Busy.
Yeah.
More busy.
Busy down there?
Yeah, busy.
People, things are opening up, getting excited, Jazz,
busy.
Again. How quick are the weeks going at the moment, Jazz? It's Friday already. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
I thought we skipped a couple of days there, but Friday already.
We're having too much fun. That's why.
Well, that's what they say. Time flies when you're having fun. Isn't that the saying, Jazz?
Well, that's what they say, Bern.
Yeah. Yep.
How was your day today? What did you get up to? Because you weren't happy with your golf yesterday.
No, I spat it yesterday.
You're going to quit.
Oh, I spat it yesterday, but I'm back today. Spent a bit of time on the swing just worked out a few things. Spoke to Greg Blewett about my swing, and he fixed my cricket. He's fixed my golf, possibly. He's fixed everything. He told me he wants to become my mentor in front of you. But you're ahead of him at the moment, but he wants that mantle, so look out.
He wouldn't want to go there, and I'll address that tomorrow on Dead Set Legends. Okay. Massive numbers for the NRL last night, Bern, and the crowd noise. I think it worked.
Yep, I'm all
What'd
for
you think?
It. It certainly adds something to it when the commentators sound like they got a bit more excited than just with nothing after a try. So I like it. I think the AFL, that would give the AFL now a big tick to move ahead with it and hopefully create a bit more theatre for the game, Jazz.
Good stuff. And Crows want Chairman Rob Chapman to stay as their club chairman to try and fight through the virus debt. Your thoughts?
Yeah, it's not a good time probably to be changing chairman.
He's 13 years.
Yeah, he's the second longest. I didn't realise that until I read today. Second longest current running chairman behind only Eddie Maguire, Jazz. So, he's certainly been around a while. But probably not the best timing for change, do you think, Jazz?
Oh, look, who's going to step up? Is there someone within the board that can actually replace Rob? Because I know he wanted to step down end of this year.
Yeah. Bob Ford was going to take over, but unfortunately, obviously, he passed. So, I don't know. Maybe there's no one that's ready to take on that role, Jazz, so they might need him to extend.
Okay. Who's coming up on the show, buddy?
Big show today, Jazz. I've been very, very busy, actually, this afternoon. We've got the great James Brayshaw coming on. So, yeah, the great. He's a skipper.
You call him the great?
How would you describe him?
Well, he was a very talented number five for South Australia as a cricketer.
Okay, so I call him very talented number five instead of great. Sorry about that. We've got the Furious Five. It's back because last night we had a little hiccup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's back, is it? You seem a little bit flat about that.
I'm not happy with a few decisions being made.
Okay, well, we might discuss that a little bit later. We've got Stephen Mork from Adelaide United. And also, we touched on my feedback session that I found last week, and we are going to give you a little bit of feedback.
Done.
So I'm looking forward to that.
Bird.
Bit of leading team style. Let's get the show underway.
Yeah. Okay. How are you, Sean?
I'm good, mate. I'm good.
The man that's trying to tear this quiz apart.
I'm looking forward to that feedback session. It's going to be like the Crows camp.
What?
Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jazz. Furious Five coming up after six. MG's on the way as well. And some great news for Sample fans. Jake Parkinson will take us through that very, very soon here at Triple M.
Thank you, Sean. Who's done it better, Bern, the NRL or the AFL? Now, I'll tell you, I'll put my hand up first. And I'm going the NRL's done it better. Better than the AFL. Because they're starting tonight. Their round three starts as of tonight.
Yes, I know.
Peter Vallandis been very aggressive from day dot.
Yeah, he
has. From day dot.
Too aggressive off field, Jazz.
What?
Too aggressive.
Mate, he's got the ball. Mate, he rolled up his sleeves and he got it going. Why isn't the AFL starting this weekend?
Well, hindsight's a great thing, Jazz. If you remember back to when he made the announcement that they were going to come out and play on May 28, we were just about hitting the top of the curve, I believe, with the graph of how many cases we had in Australia, and especially in New South Wales, where predominantly the NRLs play,
correct,
in Queensland.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel that at the time it was a little bit, it had that sense of almost arrogance about it, the decision.
Yep.
And I feel that they came out and arrogantly said, we're coming back, without actually thinking of the health. And I know now
that's a bit harsh. They would have thought through that and got all the information on that.
Nah, that's how I felt. And why do you think the AFL just sat back and just had a look for a week or 10 days and then they announced that they're going to come back at a safer time?
Every year, the AFL want to own the front page, the back page, airtime, don't they?
Every code does.
All the time. So they sat back and waited while the NRL, that's all that people were talking about.
Yeah,
mate, they got a New Zealand team over. He got that done. Tick. Queensland had their borders shut. Nah, you can't come in. Well, now tick. New South Wales, tick.
Yeah, but
mate, they've done a great job. I think they got us on this one, to be honest with you.
No, well, hindsight, is a great thing, Jarz. You can say yes, but at the time, I felt like he had put the game in front of people's health.
You don't think we should be playing tonight?
We could now. Yeah, looking back now, looking at this right at this point in time, we could be playing. But if they made the call the same time as the NRL, the backlash they would have copped, and it was, I just feel like it wasn't.
The backlash from where? The AFL?
From the community, Jarz. People were sick, getting sick and dying.
But Peter Volandis came out when it was even worse.
Yeah, I know. That was the problem with it, Jarz.
When there was people were dying and cases everywhere.
That's my point.
He uncut these plums and gone, we're going to start on this date. Whack.
Yeah, but that was too much of a risk for mine. He just came back. It was way too soon. And in saying that, I'm sort of contradicting myself. Now I'm saying we've been remarkable as a country to get the cases down quickly.
Absolutely.
And if you look, all I can do is go at test cases, Jarz, of overseas. And when the curve was still going up when he made the call,
there you go.
If we were going to end up like the UK and Italy and all those places, there was no way we'd be playing rugby or any sort of sport. We'd all be locked in our houses. Mm. And I just felt like it was too much of a risk to come out.
Well, I think they've done it better than our code anyway.
Yeah, I disagree.
I'm going to put money on the fact that most of the people who are going to call up right now, 133-53, are going to actually be against you. They're going to be more conservative.
Slap me, are they?
They're going to Yeah, 133-53. Who's done a better job, the AFL or the NRL? The AFL.
Yeah, it's sort of done. Risk v reward.
Do you agree with Jarz? Do you agree with Bernie? Give us a call right now. 133-53, ARL or NFL?
Say that again.
AFL, NRL.
Oh, you're beauty. We got this.
NFL.
And he's had his bloody teeth in as well.
Stephen Wong from Adelaide United coming up after 6. And the Furious Five quiz is back as well with the Rush Hour. Bernie and Charles here at Triple M.
Bern, always a pleasure to catch up with the captain of the Rush Hour team around the globe. And he joins us on this lovely Friday evening here in Adelaide. It's Jimmy Brayshaw. Mr. Jimmy, welcome.
I like coming on the Rush Hour in Adelaide because I can't stand the two that do the breakfast show.
Straight away, bang!
Whack. It's interesting you mentioned that. We've been in a bit of a feud and they dragged your name through the mud with us.
No, Jimmy.
See, this is what I hear. Cheap shots. And, when you come from Wakery or wherever the hell Rashido comes from.
Dittmar.
He should know better. But Dittmar, pale skin, red hair, fat ass.
Couldn't win a bloody
twice,
world chap.
Should not be firing bullets at anybody.
Where are you at the moment, Jimmy? Are you in Melbourne or are you the beloved Port Ferry?
I'm down the coast because I needed to distance myself from Bill Brownless because I've had enough of him as well.
How is fat?
Oh, mate, honestly. Isolation, I always say this, when you live in Geelong, you've been isolating for 20 years anyway. But isolation hasn't worked for fat because he just sat there and ate and drank and bedded. That's all he's done.
Jimmy. You've been with him too long. What are you going to do with him? Because we see some of your highlights when he's trying to tell a joke or set up a phoner. You shake in disbelief, Mr. Jimmy.
No. We had Tommy Rockcliffe on the other day, and he said it right. He said, Jim, how have you put up with it? And I said, Rock, I've had two reconstructions in my shoulders from carrying his 130 kilos around. He hasn't got a creative bone in his body. He wouldn't work in an iron lung, and therefore I've had to do everything.
What's his relationship status at the moment, Bill?
Mate, you're kidding me, aren't you? Never been a more single man on the planet.
Bern and I had a chat the other night about the NRL started last night and like on Fox and Channel and Channel 9. Have we missed the boat? Should we be playing? Should Richmond and
Collingwood
played last night? Are we 2 weeks late or not?
No, I don't think so. I think you've got to go through the right protocols. And as you know, there's lots of government money attached to our game. So we need to be careful that we do the right thing, I think, is probably what happened there. Mm. And a couple of weeks, neither here nor there. And I don't think we need to chase the bum sniffers. They can do whatever the hell they want. We're the number one code in the country. Mm. But I am looking forward to it, I must admit, okay, because I've had enough of sitting around. We need to start playing footy again.
Now, Koshy's come out and boldly, as Koshy does, he's lobbying to get 20,000 people to the showdown. Is he wasting his breath?
I don't know where Koshy comes with half the stuff he comes out with, to be brutally honest. I don't know. He sits up there in Sydney and I don't know what goes on with him. But look, we'd all love crowds at the footy for obvious reasons. And there must be a way with social distancing to get, you know, enough distance between everyone to at least get some people in at some stage. So I'm with him and I'm with you blokes. I think that'll happen. All of this stuff just takes a little bit of time and we'll get there eventually.
Now, what about the cardboard cutouts of members and supporters that will be displayed in the empty footy stands, Mr. Jimmy? Collingwood fans can, I think it was 1,000 lucky members can buy them. Now, where would Fat be? Would he take up how many seats in terms of a cardboard cutout, Mr. Jimmy?
A whole bay would take up Fat. And that, no one would want that. Imagine shooting for goal and there's a whole bay with his fat, bald head. Like, seriously. No, or if you looked across to the other side, the other forward pocket, and there's Dick Maher.
Oh, no.
No.
The two bloody huge men either side of the goal. You wouldn't know what you were doing.
But do you like the idea of cardboard cutouts? I don't. I'm not a fan.
I did three of the first weekend, and any time you flick into the crowd and it's completely empty, it looks horrible. Yeah. So if you can, like the Gabba, for instance, all those coloured seats up there.
You don't know, do you?
But you don't know because, you know, there's no one there anyway. It certainly wasn't in any of the Shield games I played. But you sort of don't know because the seats are a different colour. So, look, whatever it takes to make it look and sound good, I'm all for it until we get the crowds back.
Righto.
Now, I have to ask this question, and you probably know where it's come from, but did you approach the powers to be about getting a blue tick to be verified on Instagram? Are you one of those people?
Oh, Jim.
What happened is my young bloke did. He said, "Dad, why haven't you got a blue tick?" And I said, "I don't even know what that is." Yeah. He said, "All right, I'll apply for you." So I said, "Right, I'll charge you hardest." Anyway, about a week later or whatever, I looked in my inbox or whatever it is on the Instagram and it was, "Your application's been denied."
Oh, you didn't get one.
That's why he's told
you. I don't know what it is that I've done wrong, but I've been denied apparently. So it's quite funny.
Oh, no.
Which, when you're an influencer and global and trending like I am at James Brayshaw, how can I be denied? It's the number one site in the Instagram.
How many you got now? Weren't you up to about 40,000?
70.
70?
Give me a spell, Jars. I'm in the 70s.
Sorry, mate.
Now, tell me this. Yes, I know you do a bit of Dead Set Legends. Is Blewett contributing anything?
Zero.
Very, very little.
Zero.
Him and I are at loggerheads at the minute because I'm whacking the Sacker program the last 5 years, which he's been involved in.
Yes.
And I want him removed.
Good.
We've got one of the greats doing a review, and it's taken him 76 days to go through everyone. Just give it the dizzy. Don't stuff around with us. Just give it the dizzy as our new coach moving forward.
Yep.
But in terms of his contribution most Saturday mornings, Burn, it would fair to say, just piss off.
Yeah, no, don't bother.
Well, you see, he needs to give more.
He does, mate.
When you're the cricket sort of part of
he
it,
he is.
You know, you actually need, like I have, you need to contribute more than everyone else. Less.
No.
So he needs to lift.
I don't think Bluey's got a blue tick either. So.
No, he won't have.
He's got hairy plums, that's what we know.
Oh, my God.
He has.
Sniffer.
I hope there's a Manscaped salon near him because I'm telling you, in lockdown, he hasn't been able to attend to it.
Jim's mowing.
It will look like wildfire.
Mate, good luck tomorrow on the rub with the boys. It's we all do listen to it over here in Adelaide. And thanks for your time, Skip. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll get those two clowns in the morning to sort their act, especially Dick Mark, because I'm sick of it, seriously. You've got to take his life seriously.
Good calling, mate. Take care. Right, there is Mr. Jimmy Brayshaw, our captain of the Rush Hour team. This is Jars and Bernie Vince. Nice to have you back for this final hour on this magnificent show with a magnificent young man in Bernie Vince. Now, before I get to you, young man, a happy birthday to my daughter, Charlie Mae Jarman.
Oh, it's the family's
another
birthday.
One. Yeah, another nice little shout out. I know.
Well, you
know,
you sort of forgot at the start of the show, did you?
Or? Yeah, I did.
Oh, come on.
Happy birthday, my love, and I hope you have a wonderful evening, and we'll catch up with you over the weekend. But anyway, now, we've got a few things to get through before we get into the global sporting quiz, or the quiz.
It is. It's my favourite part of the night, Jars, as you know. But just recapping what happened yesterday. So Matt called in, and he Matt O'Reilly, our boss.
You're right, though.
Why are you saying Matt who?
No, I'm just being a bit aggressive.
Okay, well, just calm down a little bit. He gave us a bit of feedback, ripped into us, and
he did.
Basically told us that we're not doing a great job with it, but he finished by saying this.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you one more chance with the quiz. Go back to the feedback I gave Byrne. Give it.
Okay.
Keep it tight, plan structure, and make sure there's something in it for the listener. Let's see if we can get this this puppy flying.
That was after his seventh stubby.
Yeah, but you, as usual, Jarge, you took it really well, and you thanked him for his help and his feedback.
It's not under threat, Byrne. Because I go, the quiz goes with me. And if I go, the ratings go with me. If I go, the family go with me.
Who's going first? You or the quiz?
Jeez.
I think you got a little bit mixed up on who was going first, but you were going, so you took it on board really well. Okay. But 133353, Jars. We've got one more chance. Okay. Let's have a go. We're going to restructure it. We're going to change a few little things.
Yes, we are, Ben.
I'm excited. Okay, I know my role. I'm going to always been good at knowing my role and playing
good
my role. So I'm ready. I've got things written down.
Here we go.
I'm ready to go. 133353.
Oh, there's one. There's three. Look,
What are you smiling for?
You're
the
part
one that
of
wants
this.
To shut it down.
Of this. I just want to make it better. I want to make the whole show better. Better.
Look at the family.
Here they come. Stephen Mork from Adelaide United coming up very soon on the Rush Hour. Right now, though, I don't think I've been looking forward to something so much as I am right now.
Triple M. The Furious Five. It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it.
A quiz that has captured the hearts of the nation.
Did you hear the segment? What do you think?
It was pretty loose.
A quiz where anything goes.
It's question five.
One nil out of four.
A quiz that everyone knows.
Everyone's loving it.
It could win an award end of the year.
Two callers ballot out by answering five questions. The one with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious Five.
The Furious Five.
Good on you, family. Thanks for the support. The phone's lit up like a Christmas tree. We've got Shane from Palaui joins us. G'day, Shane. Welcome.
How are you, fellas?
Good, mate. Say hello to Rick from Hillbank. G'day, Rick.
G'day, fellas. How you going, Shano?
Hey, Rick. Good on you, mate.
There we go.
That was smooth.
In-house, Byrne. Right, gentlemen, Byrne's going to do the five questions. Call your name out first if you think you know the answer. A correct answer is 1 point. Incorrect is a minus point. There is a lifeline, a new twist to this segment. A lifeline, Jarman and Bernie, if you don't know the answer, you can say use one of us as your lifeline. Now, we don't have the answers. Sean Craig Murphy of Australia has the answers. Correct, Sean? The one that's tried to derail this segment from day one.
No, I haven't. I love this segment. I'm just trying to make it better.
Are we all clear, gentlemen?
Sean Craig Murphy from Australia.
Are we all clear, Shane and Rico?
Yeah,
All right. Bernie Vince, question number one, please.
Am I Bernie from Australia too? Anyway, question one. Will the 16-minute quarters for the AFL extend beyond this season?
Hey, Rick?
Not this season, no.
Oh, hang on.
You jumped the gun.
That's minus one to you, Murph.
Oh, I tell you. That's a point to you, Rick. Well played. Number two, please, Byrne.
Here we go. How many supporters did David Koch say he'd like to have at the showdown?
Shane?
20,000.
Yes. No, it's one apiece. One apiece after two questions.
Question
Bernie
three.
Vince, number three.
Why does Jars have a sore back?
Shane.
Yes, Shane.
Probably from Carrie and the Sean Craig Murphy.
Oh, yes! That's correct.
What'd you do?
That's right.
No, yeah.
That's not.
What is it then?
Why
have I got a sore back?
Because you're old.
Read the answer. I've got the answer. Why have I got a sore back?
It's an open-ended one, and it's basically up to me.
A stupid question.
Honestly. One. Rick's in front.
No, I reckon we'll just call that even.
It's one apiece. Yeah, number four, Byrne.
Question four. Xi Jinping is the president of which country?
Rick.
Shane.
Yes, Rick.
China.
Oh, nice work. Oh, well done. So it's 2-1 with one question remaining.
Here we go.
Come on, oh, number five,
this is
Burn.
Big. What is the strongest creature on Earth?
Rick.
Yes, Rick.
Rick.
No, we heard you.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Give it to him.
Yeah. What?
Poor Shane.
I thought his phone was breaking up. Rick, Rick. I like that.
Well played, Rico from Hillbank. What did he win, Sean?
No idea. The actual answer is the dung beetle. So
the what?
The dung beetle is the strong, but it was such a creative answer. He gets
that's
it.
Not the strongest creature on Earth.
Yeah, it is. It's
no
the dung way.
The dung beetle.
The dung beetle.
The
yeah.
Hippo is.
No. It's the dung beetle. I've got it written here.
Serious?
Well, I'll still write because I'm full of shit.
Shana, pal, Howie, have a great weekend, brother. And Rico, well played. You're the winner.
Yeah, Triple M prize back. Triple M prize back.
This quiz is back, Bert.
There it is. It's back. That
cop
was sharp.
That, Matty O'Reilly.
That was really punchy. It was really
cop
good.
That.
And cop that, Murph.
Yeah, you'll be addressed on Monday.
You're not carrying me.
He'd love that answer.
It's the Rush Hour. Bernie and Jars at Triple M. Stephen Morgan from Adelaide United next. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars, Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman. 5:30 to 7, Monday to Friday. And the podcast, of course, that's available anytime after 7. Get it on the Triple M app.
Bernie, let's talk FFA, Adelaide United. We want to talk to one of our star players, Stephen Morgan, who's come back home and he's on the phone. He's in Brisbane at the minute and he joins us. G'day, mate.
Hey, guys. How you going?
What are you in Brisbane for? What about the lockdown? What happened?
Yeah, so we got stood down on the 1st of April, I believe it was, yep. Or the 30th of March. And then the next day, I decided to come up to Brisbane to be with my girlfriend, who was still up here.
Oh.
So she was going to be stuck in isolation. She's an Adelaide girl as well. So she was going to be stuck in isolation on her own. So I thought it was best I did the right thing and drove up here, which took me quite a while. But yeah, got here safe.
It's
clear, beautiful, Burn.
It's clear to us to see who wears the pants in that relationship.
Well, no, but it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
He's done a very good thing. I want to talk EPL just quickly with you. They've announced a June 17 return a month earlier than the A-League. Are we being too conservative or are they being too aggressive?
I think they're probably being a little bit more aggressive in their way because they need to finish their current season so they can start their next season, which normally starts at the end of August. So they've got a lot more games to finish and then they start their current season, which is probably going to get pushed back to the end of September, I believe. But yeah, they've got a lot more on the line where we don't start our current our next season until the end of October. Maybe that can get pushed back to November. So it's harder for them to fit in all the games. And for us, I think we've taken the more cautious approach at the start, and then it probably got delayed more so because of, let's say, financial stuff.
Are we any closer of getting a coach or a manager? Now, there's a lot of rumours going around about John Aloisi. He's basically got the job, but Bruce Gitte did mention to us the other week that he'll only look local.
Yep, so I've probably got as much knowledge on that as you guys. I know the club's been, I guess, coming up with a specific, I guess, a plan, again, I guess, values that they want in their specific coach rather than just picking the best candidate. They want someone that fits all of those values, which I think is a very good thing to do. And going forward, it will hold the club in a really good position. Even if future coaches do leave to go on to other jobs, then they still have that blueprint. And I think it's great that they find a local coach if that's the case, because there's a lot of local players in the team. And being South Australian, everybody loves the South Australians and representing them and playing for them and having the players and the coach then should make everyone get on board. And once we're able to fill Cooper Stadium every single weekend.
Steph, you're on the PFA. Is there a lot of frustrated A-League players around the country about the lack of clarity and regarding a stalled season?
Yeah, 100%. So now we've finally got the, I guess, the clarification of when we're due to come back to training, when the season's going to restart. But it took quite a long time from, obviously, once we got stood down to once Fox paid the money to FFA to then FFA entering serious negotiations with us. And then we had a very short amount of time as players to make that decision when the decisions probably should have been made 3 weeks ago, or at least given us a bit more time to do that. But, you know, here we are as players and we're ready to play and we want to do our part to make the game go forward and to bring a smile back on the fans' faces.
And you mentioned the broadcaster, Fox Sports. Now, they haven't signed off on the return date, have they yet?
I'm not 100% sure on that. So I guess the FFAs would be the best one if you want to try and get James Johnson on the show. He can give you the answer for that.
Well, have you got his number?
We'll find him.
we'll hunt him down.
Yeah. Now, I don't have his number.
Well, don't give me someone's name if you don't have their number. I want contacts and I want numbers now. Contracts, so they ended May 31st. How is that going to work with the new restart?
Yep, so pretty much in line with what FIFA have indicated is the best thing to do is to extend those contracts out till the end of the season. So depending when your season finishes. So we have now been given the opportunity for players coming off contract to stay and extend that contract till the end of August. So an extension of 3 months to that, but there's some special conditions in there for those players should they not want to come back or not be able to come if they're overseas players or current players, if they've already signed agreements overseas, they have special exceptions because of that stuff and you can't keep someone here if they've already agreed to another deal. But besides that, you know, it should be majority of the same squad, which is good.
Steph, thanks for your time, mate. Hopefully a July return for the A-League to finish off the season. They're looking at 32 games in 36 days. That's the plan. Wish you well and thanks for your time, mate, and get home safely.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Look forward to it as well.
Adelaide United midfield star Stephen Mork there on the Rush Hour with Bern and Jar.
Okay, Jars, here we go. We're going to do a leading team seminar for you, which
can I ask
is
why?
Well, this is what happened. Last week I was cleaning out my spare room and found a filing cabinet and I found an old feedback session. So, and I had some very confronting things. So I thought, you know what? And it's to make you better. This will make you better. So here we go. You got to do three words to describe you and some start doings, stop doings, and keep doings.
All right.
So I'll go first. So I know you did it yourself. You go at the end.
Yeah.
So these are the three words I had to describe you. Instinctive, family orientated, and loose.
That's good.
Stop doings. Stop getting my name wrong. For one.
Yep. Sorry.
Stop dressing like a fisherman that's just got off a jetty.
Yep.
Start doings. Start getting up to scratch with technology.
Yeah, good.
Keep doings. Making the quiz the best segment in radio history.
Oh.
Keep calling me daily 3 times a day because it's entertaining.
Oh.
All right. So there's a little sniff
so
of how
you.
This works.
That's
this
from
is
you.
From me.
So I'll grab my chair. I'll sit out in the front on my own while all you knuckleheads are sitting there waiting for me to.
This is how it works at a footy club. So if you're getting feedback, you sit out the front or you leave the room and then you come back in, you sit in a chair at the front and everyone gives you what everyone's discussed. So I think Jazz is going to go next.
Oh, three years. I've been looking forward to this.
3 years.
Hang on. No, you're getting the feedback.
You be quiet, Jazz. I'm running this show. Jazz is speaking.
All right. And to explain for those who don't know, Jazz is our executive producer here.
Hello,
for
everyone. So, three words to describe. Elite. A sanguinian. Erratic.
I'm erratic.
And that's kind of the more polite side of things. So, I've got a few examples here.
Right.
Jars,
yeah.
I want you to start reading the info that I've been giving you the last 3 years. Probably the best example was in the peak of isolation and corona.
Yep.
Our lovely DSL sponsor CMI said they set up this beautiful contactless service. You don't need to come in. Don't worry about it.
Right.
So you come out and I give you this sheet and you come out, yes, get on down to three big locations. Give them a pat on the back. Share the same bloody drink bottle as them.
Did I get in trouble?
No, I got in trouble, actually. Yes. Start. Fact checking. I think we all know the Alistair Clarkson debacle. But poor old Byrne got stitched up for your ill bloody look at.
Yes.
Mirth?
Bogan?
Yep.
Hey, just quickly before we wrap things up, the Adelaide 36ers. Now, Andrew Bogart.
What's the little rumour?
And there was
there?
Some little funny rumour just been drifting around Adelaide that he may purchase the Adelaide 36ers.
Is there any truth to the rumour about an Andrew Bogart and Joe Ingles potential ownership, or is that just banter on Twitter?
Is that a genuine rumour? I haven't even heard that myself, to be honest, Bernie.
Sean Craig Murphy started this rumour, I reckon.
So not only that was the 36ers CEO, by the way. You've got Byrne to ask him your question,
and
then you've thrown Murph under the bus.
Hang on!
You've
got all of us involved. Hang on, you'll get a chance to respond later.
Okay. All right, stop, start now. Stop trying to ad-lib. This is very similar to the last one. Once again, when sheets go in front of you, the quiz, paper, just read what I give you. This is why.
Okay, we have our winners. We'll have our winner for the Reem Talentine, which...
Talentine.
Talentine.
Add that to the...
Yeah. No, don't add that.
Yeah, I think it's full. I think it's full,
that chaps, thing. Our beautiful family have been uploading your hidden talents, and we're announcing who've... the winner tonight?
Yeah? Top three. Today. This morning.
Geez, you're up to scratch with this, chaps.
Far out. Like, Matty, I had to have a beer after that. That was 10 a.m. in the morning.
I need to ring it. I need to read it.
And I think this is on everyone's list, and it's probably top. Getting names wrong. Bernie, in the 4 months he's been here, has been... It was Louis to start with, naturally. Then it was Bluey. Then it was Vernie with a V. And then it's Champ. Murph's Tinder Lips and Fat Fingers. Blewett's Old Chicken Legs, Squiddy and Flog. And any person this offers that you haven't seen within a week or doesn't work in your immediate circle is Champ. Or if it's the girls, it's, love.
Love, love.
And I've got one more.
One more.
Being the best sports, variety, gardening, wedding planning, arts, and God knows what program we can be.
Very good. You want to go next, Murph?
Yeah, look, I'm not going to be really quick. Okay?
You're going, knucklehead.
Yeah, no, so three.
Go quiet.
Three, unpredictable, predictable, and unfiltered. That's my three words for you.
Nice.
Start buying coffee when I'm doing Dead Set Legends. Start giving me credit for all the great ideas on the show. Okay. Right? Stop stabbing me in the eye with a biro. Stop threatening to put my fingers in a cast. And stop doing the Furious Five quiz.
Stop doing it.
And I mean this with love. Keep making mistakes and keep mispronouncing words.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Very nice. I like that. I've got a couple more, Jazz, too. Right. I branched out a little bit.
Okay, buddy.
So this is from Bluey, of all people. Three words to describe you from Greg Blewett. Bald, pasty, and disheveled. He's stopped doings for you. Yeah. Being the world's biggest tight ass. Now, this is a common theme, I'm picking up a little...
I've got coffees tomorrow.
Okay. You working tomorrow, Murph?
No, I'm not. Are you working tomorrow?
No, I'm not. So he's getting himself one. Good point, Bluey. Well done. Yeah. Start doing for Bluey. Yeah. Wearing something remotely fashionable. Oh. Keep doing. Keep being you. You are perfect.
Oh, didn't he finish it well?
I'm here for the people.
You are, and right. Do you want to go next? You go now.
Mate, you tell me. You tell me when I can go.
You go now, because I'm going to save the best of last.
Well, it's hard to put three words to describe myself. Isn't that being a bit egotistical? Isn't it a bit flog-like behaviour about yourself?
Well, is that one? Flog-like?
This is what I've got. Passionate, motivated, and outgoing.
Yes, very good. I like them.
Are we happy with that?
Yeah, very good.
And then underneath that, I just... In crayon, I said incredible, powerful, industrious.
Next.
That slipped out. Start listening to Maz.
Yes, good.
All right, happy with that?
Yep,
Stop watching me old footy tapes.
Yes, good, yes. About time you come up with that.
And keep doing, give praise where it's due.
Yes, well done.
Are you happy with that or not?
That's very good.
Are you happy with that, everyone?
Very, very good. You summed yourself up very good. Yeah, well, genuine.
That's how I roll.
Okay, I've got a special one for you. See, I got in contact with Maz today. And she's got a little bit of feedback for you. And luckily you mentioned that one because it may be in here. Maz, three words to describe you. Loving, caring, and frustrating. Start doing.
Right.
Start fixing the pond. Start getting up earlier. Start wearing your new tops that she's got you.
Yes.
Start cooking occasionally. And she did have you in brackets. If he says he's cooked tacos, that's once every 18 months. Someone slap him. And start eating your food slower.
Yes, yes.
And start listening. So luckily you said that.
Right.
Stop doings from Maz.
This is from Maz. All right.
From Maz. Stop being constantly on your phone. Yeah. Which is hard because you break it or lose it every 3 days.
I disagree with that from Maz.
Sit down, you're up the front, silent.
Okay.
Stop wearing daggy old tops and stop eating so fast. Keep doing. keep riding your bike because it's good when you're out of the house.
Yep.
And keep running your hundreds. I think she's trying to get rid of you.
It's the Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars on 104.7 Triple M.
Presenting now, thanks to Tico Vale Stansbury, that's right, it's the Australian Coin Flip League with Bernie Vince.
Cha-cha. Big announcement, Jars.
Yes,
the board
Ben.
Has got together, the ACFL board has got together with all the club execs and come to an executive decision.
Ooh,
it will continue throughout the AFL season.
Wow.
And also, there'll be no further margins. The percentage, teams can affect their own percentage. So I'm going to run with the percentage that the AFL teams actually have. So they can affect their position on the ladder potentially. So there's just a little bit of a curveball.
Can
the
I ask
execs
who's on the
come
board?
Up with it. There's some big people on the board. Eddie Maguire is on there.
He's not on there.
Yeah, he is.
Warwick
Kappa, Tony Lockett, and I think Dame Edmer. Dame Edmer's the last one.
Dame Edmer.
So it's a very, very knowledgeable board, Jars.
Okay.
And something you should look forward to.
Yeah, okay, buddy.
Just to go through.
Here we go.
Two games separate. 2nd and 14th. Can you believe that?
Oh, it's a
second
tight comp,
14th.
Ben. It's tight.
All right. Well, first of all,
right.
We'll get underway. I'll skip through a couple. I'll get to the bigger games in a moment. Hawthorn beat Melbourne, who Melbourne are going pretty well here. They were sitting third before the weekend.
Mm.
Richmond beat Sydney. Richmond are just this team that just won't go away.
They're
sneaking into the eight. And if they make the eight, Jars, they can go anywhere.
Dusty
but this is
nine.
The big one. Yeah. This is the big one. North Melbourne played Geelong down at the Cattery.
Yeah, this is good.
North Melbourne beat them and go into third spot, Jars. So very consistent side down there. And under Shaw. Reece Shaw has just got them up and about at the moment.
Was that?
And this
that?
Is, I'm not sure what that was. What did you bump?
Did you drop your gut?
What is that? Are you pressing buttons?
No, I'm just trying a few different sound effects. I just thought.
I don't think that one worked. But anyway, now this is a big one.
Right,
Carlton, favourite for Wooden Spoon. They're down there. They've only won one game. They play the Western Bulldogs. Are they going to stay down there? No, they won!
What?
They won!
They're back.
The only thing is they're chasing Adelaide, who is 17th. I hope when we get to Adelaide they win because they're only one game off the Wooden Spoon and I will cop it if that happens.
Good result.
Anyway, big result. Gold Coast. Now, this is a big... They've won four games in a row, Gold Coast. They're on fire.
Good.
They play Essendon this week.
Yeah.
Can they get into the top four with a percentage of 38, Jars? Remember round one?
Yes, Ben.
They win. They're in the top four, Gold Coast. Did you ever think that would come out of my mouth this year?
Huey Greenwood had 99 touches.
99 and kicked 41 goals. Unbelievable. Well, we're through. Fremantle beat Brisbane. Collingwood play West Coast. Collingwood are sitting at the top, Jars.
Yeah.
9-2.
Yeah.
They win again.
No,
this team cannot be beaten, Jars.
They can't win it this year.
They cannot be beat. Well, they're two games clear on top now, and they are absolutely flying. Now, getting to the Adelaide teams. Now,
here
this
we go.
Is a big one, and I'm a little bit worried about this.
Yes, Boo.
We'll do St Kilda v Port Adelaide to start with. Ken Hinckley under enormous pressure with Port Adelaide sitting 15th. St Kilda sitting 2nd.
Yeah.
We've got the power to win! The power to rule! Come on!
B.O.G. Robbie Gray kicked 11.
St Kilda, who are 2nd. Robbie Gray played with that broken toe. St Kilda
got
go
cut
from 2nd. He's lost the toe. They've amputated his toe and he's kicked what?
Well
7.
Done.
Well done to them. Now, Adelaide.
Here we go.
This they play GWS Jars, who they need to win because Carlton are breathing down their neck, and I do not want Adelaide to ever win a Wooden Spoon.
And Big Sauce was emotional too.
Here we go.
Take a breath, mate.
Oh, no!
Oh, don't
tell
me. No.
Sauce has got GWS over the line again.
What'd they lose by?
Well, there's
percentage,
no margins now,
percentage.
So it's percentage. It's just percentage. What are GWS? They go from 7th to 2nd. That's how close it is. And Adelaide, 17th position, Jars.
Don't.
With a percentage of 95 from round one.
First
this is
ever
not.
Wooden Spoon. That's what it's going to look like.
Next week is big for Adelaide.
No.
And they need to bounce back. I'm really disappointed to be an Adelaide supporter at the moment.
Where did Tex go?
He's been demoted again. I think.
Don't
he's playing,
tell me he got dropped.
No, he's playing tennis. He's taking up tennis.
I think you just go.
Oh, Jazz. But right. I'll let you out on it. Is Friday, so joke. I need to, I've got a couple.
All right, buddy. Here we go.
The other day, yes. I was being told I was going deaf, and that was very difficult to hear. That is a cracker. Whoa, I even laughed at that rubbish. When I read it.
All right, what else?
And because at the time, I looked at my bank balance, and I was so poor, Jazz, I couldn't even pay attention.
This is funny. Is this the last one? This is it.
Because today I went down to the local butcher and he introduced me to his wife. He said, meet Patty. Oh, have a good weekend.
Triple M, get ready for the new look Rush Hour.
When I heard you to take part.